Well, hello again, and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa. I'll be here in the next hour playing the best rock from all eras. Today we've got a new acoustic album by a traditionally hard rocker that might surprise you. We'll play something from that. The Paul McCartney tour that will take him to Fenway Park next month kicked off in Washington State, and the set list is amazing. I'll tell you about that. Plus, we've got Phil's pick, our one-hit wonder, all ahead in the next hour, right here, 91.5 WMFO.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. No trophy, no flowers, no flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. Cause he's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. He's going the distance.
That is one of those punk rap groups that came out of the 90s. It's Cake, and the song is The Distance. And we heard Toto before that, and Hold the Line from the 1970s here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Cake has a couple of songs. They actually wouldn't qualify as a one-hit wonder, but I really like the way that they incorporate spoken word into their music. And I've been sitting for a while on a list of songs that have rock songs, not rap songs, because obviously there's a lot of talk in rap, but rock songs that have talking in them. And so I think I might do a specialty show at some point in the future where we have rock songs that feature speaking, like that one from Cake. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa. I hope you had a great weekend. Wow. The weather was spectacular. It's so funny because, of course, a week ago we were complaining about the cold. Then, for about 3 days in the middle of the week, I was able to keep the windows open. And now I've got the air conditioners in. So I had 3 days of open windows this spring. Made the switch to iced coffee this week. Put my winter stuff away in storage. So it's all good. It's all good. Summer is here. Memorial Day weekend, just a couple weeks away. And this was a huge, huge weekend in sports in Boston, and really a defining weekend in terms of like how we view ourselves maybe for the next couple of years. Now, I will confess that I am doing this show on Friday. I'm recording it. So ahead of me this weekend and already done by the time you're listening are Game 7 for the Bruins and Games 6 and possibly Game 7 for the Celtics. So this is either a triumphant moment in Boston sports or a really, really depressing one. And I wish I knew. And so there'll be some great games ahead this weekend. You already know the results. Let's hope it all turned out well. Well, it's time for Phil's Pick. Phil's Pick is a feature we do here every week. My friend Phil from Watertown knows a ton about music and a lot about music that I don't know too much about. And so when we talk offline, he's always telling me about songs he thinks I should be listening to. And at some point I said, we got to get those songs on the radio, and we created Phil's Pick. So let's hear what Phil's Pick is in store for us this week.
Hey, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Eye to Eye by John Smith. John Smith is a folk singer, an inquisitive truth seeker, devoted song interpreter, and enchanting writer. John's intimate take on love, loss, and the journey we make, combined with his innovative guitar work, have won him a loyal following. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
What happened here? Is it true that we are breaking down? Can't believe that this had happened now. Can we work it out? What's going on? You still really read each other's mind. You and me together intertwined. Can we make it right? I reach out, but my hands find empty spaces. I look out, but I just see strangers' faces. I do.
Whoa!
From the debut album that took the world by storm in 1976, that is Boston and Something About You. And we heard Phil's pick before that. The song was Eye to Eye by John Smith. And we do Phil's pick every week here, right around the same time on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa. Thanks for listening. If you are in the Boston area, you can listen to us on the radio at 91.5 FM. And if you are out of town or if you have scheduling issues that don't allow you to listen at 8 o'clock on a Monday morning, you can stream us either on demand or live off the website at WMFO.org. Well, we'd like to play new music whenever we can on the show. And Joan Jett has a new album out. It is a change in direction for her because it's an acoustic album. It's got some original songs, but also acoustic versions of some of her biggest hits. In the Rolling Stone article about the album, she told a story of how when she was with the group The Runaways in the mid-70s, they were in London and they were touring and they got to meet Robert Plant, who was at the height of his Led Zeppelin popularity. And they asked him, how do you commemorate, you know, your success? And he said, you know what I do is I collect hotel keys. This is back in the day when you actually got a key at a hotel. You didn't get kind of a pass card. And he said, I collect them and I have a big collection of them. And so at the end of a tour, I know where I've been. Well, they thought that was a great idea and they did it. And then they got arrested when they were going through customs trying to leave England. So a lesson learned there by Joan Jett about, I guess, the difference between being Robert Plant and being a member of the Runaways in the mid-1970s. The new album is called Change Up. This is an acoustic version of Joan Jett's Crimson and Clover here on Rock of Ages on WMFO.
Comes walking over. This is what you'll get when you mess with us.
Off the album OK Computer, and that is Radiohead with Karma Police. Radiohead frustrates me a little bit. I like them a lot, but they're one of those bands, kind of like REM, I think, where every once in a while they prove to you that if they wanted to, they could just write beautiful melodies with harmonies and really satisfying kind of pop hooks. But most of the music is not like that at all, and it's kind of dissonant. And look, Thom Yorke is a great artist, and so I get what he's trying to do with his music, and he's been very successful, but every once in a while there's a song that they do that is just so satisfying. That's one of them, Karma Police. And we heard Joan Jett from her new album. It's called Change Up, and we heard the acoustic version of Crimson and Clover here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Good morning, Ron LaRussa here with you on a Monday morning, getting you off to work or to school. A couple of weeks ago, Paul McCartney kicked off his Got Back tour with a small city warm-up in Spokane, Washington, and the reviews were absolutely fabulous. When this tour got announced, I was skeptical. I mean, he's going to be 80 years old before the tour is over, and when I heard he was going to play Fenway, I was interested enough to check it out until I saw the ticket prices, which were absolutely outrageous, and so I just put it aside. But after reading about this opening night, I kind of regret it. The set list is so cool. It's a combination of solo stuff and Wings stuff and Beatles music. And granted, he has a lot of catalog to choose from, but he played 34 songs. The Wings material included Letting Go, Let Me Roll It, Band on the Run, Junior's Farm, 1985, all great Wings songs. And then the Beatles songs, Can't Buy Me Love, which was the song that opened the concert. Got to Get You Into My Life, Lady Madonna, Get Back, Let It Be, Hey Jude, Something. And then he played the entire medley from the Abbey Road album. You Never Give Me Your Money, She Came In Through the Bathroom Window, and then in the encore, which was I've Got a Feeling, Birthday, Helter Skelter, and then Golden Slumbers into Carry That Weight and the End, which just sounds amazing. You know, there was a time early in his solo career when he was still very guarded about playing Beatles music, probably because he was keeping alive the notion that there might still be a Beatles reunion, and so they were all pretty guarded about playing music, Beatles music in their shows. But then the Wings Over America tour happened in 1976. It was the biggest tour of the year, and he played five Beatles songs. And when he sat there with the acoustic guitar and played Yesterday, the crowd was totally mesmerized. It was like we were witnessing some kind of religious event. And I don't mean to be blasphemous, but that's what it felt to the pool of 16 and 17-year-olds that I was sitting with in the Nassau Coliseum in May of 1976. He played the Boston Garden the day after the show that I saw. And even all these years later, it might be the single best show that I've ever seen. The tour was recorded and released as a triple live album called Wings Over America. And this is how the show opened back then, just as I remember it. On Rock of Ages on WMFO.
Sitting in the stand of the sports arena, waiting for the show to begin. Red lights, green lights, strawberry wine, good friend of mine, follows the stars. Venus and Mars are all right tonight.
City. Every Indiana mile. so kitty.
Oh, kitty, kitty.
Never. sound all right?
Oh, yeah! Okay.
From the album, triple live album, Wings Over America, that is Paul McCartney and Wings, Venus and Mars, Rock Show, and Jet. Exactly how he opened up that tour 46 years ago. As he prepares to play Fenway Park on June 7th and June 8th. And from what I've read about the initial show on the tour, if you were lucky enough to get tickets to see him at Fenway, I think you're going to be really happy that you did. We've got some rock and roll birthdays to recognize this week. On Saturday, Talking Heads frontman David Byrne turned 70 years old. And tomorrow, Jordan Knight of New Kids on the Block, not exactly a rocker, but of local interest because he was born in Worcester, Mass., and he will be 52 years old tomorrow. And this week in music history, today marks the day in 1983 that Michael Jackson did the moonwalk for the first time on television. It was part of Motown's 25th anniversary special. Also on Saturday was the two-year anniversary of the first dreaded drive-in concert that sprung up right after the pandemic started in 2020. It was done by Keith Urban, and then there were a bunch of those in the spring of 2020, but that was the first one. This week in 1985, Simple Minds went number one with Don't You Forget About Me. It was used in the movie The Breakfast Club, which gave it a boost. And on Wednesday, it is the day in 1966 when 16-year-old Bruce Springsteen recorded for the very first time when his band The Castiles cut two songs at a studio in a shopping mall in New Jersey. Bruce had written both songs, and later they did circulate as bootlegs, which was pretty cool to hear 16-year-old Bruce, if you ever got a chance to hear those bootlegs. And finally, this week marks a tragic event. It is going to be 5 years tomorrow since Chris Cornell was found dead from an apparent suicide at the age of 52. In my opinion, Chris Cornell is possibly the greatest rock singer of all time. He could sing the phone book, and I would be completely enthralled with it. And the world really does miss his music. I'm going to play something for you now. This is his version of Sinead O'Connor's Nothing Compares to You. Chris Cornell here on Rock of Ages on WMFO.
But it
sermons.
Well,
That's Squeeze with Another Nail in My Heart. And we heard Chris Cornell before that, live, recorded in 2015, and his version of Nothing Compares to You. Well, we're going to get to our one-hit wonder in just a second, but first I would like to say happy birthday coming up this week to my friend Tom. Tom is a good lifelong friend, a faithful listener of the show, and also a successful lawyer. And so I don't want to say how old he's going to be on Saturday because I might get served or something. Just kidding. Happy birthday, Tom, and I hope you have a great one. And we will get to our one-hit wonder right after this.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with the friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Every week here on the show, we feature a one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. And today's one-hit wonder is by the pretentiously named Presidents of the United States of America. They formed in Seattle in 1993, and their self-titled debut album went triple platinum in 1995. They broke up in 1997 because lead singer Chris Ballew wanted a solo career, but they reunited in 2002 and have been on and off pretty much over the decades until officially calling it quits in 2015. About this song, Ballew said the lyrics combined his own history of having a benign brain tumor with a vision he had of a woman in a swamp while employing the word lump just because he liked it. This is Lump by the Presidents of the United States of America, our one-hit wonder on Rock of Ages.
Lump sat alone in a boggy marsh, totally motionless except for her heart. Mud flowed up into Lump's pajamas. She totally confused all the passing piranhas. She's Lump, she's Lump, she's in my... Lies that life is black and white.
musketeers, foundation deep somehow. Oh, but I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now. In a soldier's stance I aim my hand at the mongrel dogs who teach. Fearing not I'd become my enemy in the instant that I preach. Sisters fled by confusion boats, mutiny from stern to bow. Ah, but I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now. Deceived me into thinking I had something to protect. Good and bad, I define these terms quite clear, no doubt, somehow. Ah, but I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now.
Well, that brings us to the end of another exciting and action-packed episode of Rock of Ages on WMFO. I hope you enjoyed it. My name is Ron LaRussa. I'll be with you again next week and every week throughout the summer on Monday mornings between 8 and 9 o'clock. So until then, till next week, I hope you have a great week. Enjoy the amazing weather. Have a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know like